Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, and looking at the Tyler Rogers deal specifically, it's all clear now why they're doing it. And I think it's a move that helps bolster their bullpen. Buto, you can come in. He comes in. You can also re-sign Rogers at the end of the season, too. He's a two-month rental. You get a couple of prospects. But where do you think it goes from there? I mean, where would you go, Joe Shasky, after selling Tyler Rogers yesterday?
Well, like, acknowledging that, like, moving Wilmer Flores or Mike Yastrzemski is not going to net you anything of significance, I would open up playing time. I think if you're going to wave the white flag at the deadline, then Giants fans want to see some of these young guys just to get a look at them before we either move those guys in deals in the offseason or call their career over. I want to get a look at some of these guys right now. What could it hurt to open up right field and give Luciano, Matos, Meckler, whoever they like the most, a couple of months of opportunities? Like, how could that hurt them in any way?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, but that's why I'm curious to see what they do with... I mean, to me, like, if I'm looking at the guys that... Like, what should they do? To me, anybody who's not in their plans beyond next season... You got to have a conversation.
No, I agree. So what do you do with Robbie Ray? Because he's the number one chip you have.
Ray, to me, I would hang on to.
Okay.
Because I do think that this team has a chance to win if you make the right moves next season.
Do you acknowledge he's probably their most coveted chip?
Ray? Him or Duvall?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Would you trade Duvall?
I would consider that. Yeah. Duvall, if I could get, again, Rodgers to me signals they're not completely moving towards a fire sale, which is, and who knows, maybe they, if a package comes in for Ray or Duvall that you can't pass up on, that's something that I think you have to do. But Duvall, you're moving a player from a position of strength. That's how they were able to get Devers. They didn't need the starting pitching help, which now, ironically, it feels like they do. But Harrison wasn't in Posey's long-term plans. Hicks was fine. You can move those guys. Duvall is someone that I think the market is screaming is going to get you a ton. It got the Minnesota Twins not only a top 10 prospect, but a ready-made top 5 prospect, but Mick Abel, who's already cracked the Phillies rotation this year. That's a move that helps the Twins now and helps them later. And I think that's what Buster Posey is aiming for. I think this team is still in a position to bounce back next season and win.
So if you believe that,
so I don't think that you can completely sell everything for next year.
So okay, but if you think they can win next year, who's your closer? Who's your closer next year?
Randy Rodriguez.
Okay.
And then it's a lot to ask.
He has not looked the same since the All-Star break.
No, he hasn't. Yeah, since Rooker rocked him in the All-Star game.
He's had the two opportunities in the ninth, basically, and came in relief of Duvall one time and then blew a save in the other one. I mean, he's very young, and these young closers take time to develop. You know, you just look at the history of the game. You know, a lot of the all-time greats didn't have 40 save seasons until they were 26, 27, 28 years old because they had to have that scar tissue. So there's going to be a big learning. I agree with you. I like Randy Rodriguez. I'm fascinated by him. But we also have to, like, accept, like, if you want to win – next year, well, are you willing to accept the growing pains of a Randy Rodriguez? Camilo is a little farther along in his development. We could argue whether you trust him. Like, that's a whole separate conversation.
Well, that's another reason I think. I don't know if he's going to continue to be the same closer.
I mean, a year ago, if I would have suggested trade Duvall, we would have been like, yeah, but you're not getting anything for him. They shined him up big time this year, and he's worked out. I don't know what their thoughts are on Duvall. Like, I think Ryan Walker's a guy I would consider moving. I think he has value to a specific team and a specific bullpen. And I also think that this team over the last 5 or 6 years has found unique ways to patchwork their bullpen. And I think the ballpark might factor into that a little. That has been a strength of theirs, is finding bullpen guys. So I'm more open to moving those guys. Ray, to me, is the biggest chip. And then the other guy that I ask out loud is Elliot Ramos. Is Elliot Ramos the kind of guy who is going to make a ton of mistakes on the base pass and defensively? Is that a Buster guy?
Elliot Ramos?
Yeah, I ask that question out loud.
Well, I don't know, and that's another thing we're figuring out, too, in real time. Who is a Buster guy?
Is Jung-Hoo Lee. He didn't bring in Jung-Hoo Lee. He's $88 million left on his contract. Is he a Jung-Hoo Lee guy? Is that who Buster wants?
Ramos, I wouldn't move just because it's his second full season in the major leagues. He was an all-star his first year. He's one of the few bats you actually do have, and he's under team control. He's pretty cheap. I mean, that
to me, the team control and pretty cheap, that's why I think he's extremely enticing league-wide.
Yeah, but
because he's pre-arb.
But you're trying to replace... You're going to replace Ramos with something that you're trading away.
Well, right now I'm looking at my roster and I say he brings a redundant skill set to what I already have locked in. Strikeout guy who's going to hit low 20 home runs.
But they don't. To be fair, they don't have a ton of those guys. Like I know that he's
Adamas,
the best. They
Chapman
have.
And Devers are all. I mean, they're all high strikeout guys who hit in the 20s in terms of home runs. And then if you're going to play poor defense and be a poor base runner, like that's the Wilmer skill set, right? That's the DH model.
But I have to assume that at age 25, 26, Ramos can also get better.
Okay.
Like, I mean, that's what I'm looking at. To me, I know it sounds crazy, but you know who's one of those three stolen bases this month?
Ramos.
It's from Ramos.
I know.
And I hate to sit up here and kind of cape for a guy who has run them out of, it feels like, 17 different situations this season and drop multiple fly balls, but I have to assume that those things are correctable. Like, those are mental mistakes. He's never going to be a great left fielder. but he's literally the third worst outfielder in the game of baseball. I have to assume that he can be better than that.
But one thing we know about Buster, and he said it over and over again, it's why Yaz plays a lot. If you don't play good defense, I have a hard time, you know, playing you every day unless your bat is above and beyond significantly impactful. And I would say that he's kind of getting close to that. He's impactful, but is he that impactful where I overlook all these other mental mistakes? I don't know how they view him. I throw him out there because I actually think him packaged with one of these relievers would be able to net them back something. Now, I also acknowledge you're literally praying that one of the minor leaguers gives you production close to what Ramos has given you at the plate. Like, that I acknowledge. He has been a really good offensive player. But these other areas, like, I'm weighing them, and I'm like, the way they want to play baseball, I don't know.
Well, and that's why I think it's interesting to look at what they did yesterday. The prospects they acquired are close to pro-ready. They're AAA guys. One of them, the pitcher, has actually cracked the major leagues and made starts this year for the New York Mets. So what is Posey really looking at right now?
Is he
looking at trying to improve next year's team? Is he looking down the line? What is he trying to do here?
What'd you make of the outfielder acquisition? Center fielder from Tennessee. Obviously, if you watch college baseball, you kind of know who this guy is.
Yeah.
Very tantalizing, you know, player. 5'9", hits a lot of bombs, puts the ball in play. What do you make of that?
I'll tell you on the other side because we got to hit a break here. I also want to get into what they are thinking about how they got here. Like, how quickly has this thing turned? What can they do? What is the Rodgers signal trade? We got you with every single Major League Baseball trade deadline update coming up. Shane Bieber has gone to the Blue Jays. They've sent a top five prospect back. There's closes on the move. Duran, Helsley. What's going to happen today between now and 3 o'clock? What are the Giants going to do? We got you locked here.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.